Welcome to the podcast series, Interest Rates with Mates, with Colin, Todd, Sean, Jody, and Sarah. Morning, ladies.
Morning.
Hi, Sean.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Raining again.
I know. It just doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't.
Sunshine
it's good
coast.
For the grass, what? Though. My grass is looking green.
Yeah.
Salary sacrifice. It is getting more common these days for people to take a portion out of their salary and put it towards something that will help with their tax.
Yep.
Makes our job a little harder, but that's right. That's why we're doing the podcast today to explain it a little bit further. I have a good wording for salary sacrifice, and it is forgo a portion of your salary in exchange for benefits. That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It
sounds exciting.
It sounds exciting. So there's different types of salary sacrificing that you can do. The main one is additional super.
Yep.
More common than not, we'll see this in Queensland government employees because it is 9 times out of 10 mandatory.
Yep.
Sarah, do you want to explain a little bit further?
Yeah. So even if you're not a Queensland government employee, often your employer, especially if you have a large sort of corporate employer, will allow you to salary sacrifice a portion of your pay, meaning that a portion of your pre-tax salary is taken out of your paycheck and contributed to whatever you're salary sacrificing. It's most common for like a car or a novated lease or just putting extra into your superannuation fund.
Mm-hmm. Some use it as living expenses too.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. I've even seen people purchase extra leave.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Which is pretty cool. Yeah.
Again, so there's so many different things that you can use for salary sacrifice. And in terms of what we do in our role as a broker, we've got many different lenders that will verify it differently, which we'll touch on later.
Yes.
So it's always good to understand salary sacrifice. Now, how it's calculated, so this would be as if you're using it for living expenses.
Yeah.
So the way it's done, that let's say you're getting paid weekly, $750 is coming out at pre-tax. Okay. Now, we'd have a look at your bank statements and go, okay, you're receiving $730. So that sort of means there's about $15 worth of admin fees, which we can't add back. So that's pretty much how it's calculated. Now, pretty much the same with a novated lease as well. So that's when we'd probably have to deep dive into what those payments are for the lease.
Yep.
Louisa, do you want to explain on that?
Sure. Novated lease is when you purchase a car and then the repayments of the car plus the expenses, fuel, maintenance, insurance is going through post-tax and pre-tax. So the employee always take that out of your paycheck every week, every fortnight. Depending on the lender that we go to, we either need to include the pre-tax plus the post-tax as the ability. That's going to have an impact on your borrowing capacity. Or we can usually just expense the lease repayment and then expense the rest of the expenses, fuel, insurance, into living expenses. Both ways, we just need to explain it to the lender because that's going to affect, again, borrowing capacity, because usually when we have the statement from rental for my salary, for example, we'll clearly see how much money you're spending on your transfer expenses, and that can be between $600 and $700 a month. So it's quite high compared to what usually you're spending, but we just need to allow for that. So, yeah, again, it's just depending on where we're going, what your goals are, but it's definitely having a huge impact in your borrowing capacity. It's helping you to, you know, run the expenses before tax and after tax, but still, yeah, it's going to change the things that we can do and where we can go as well.
That's right. And we're not tax experts, but in a lot of cases, a novated lease is better for your borrowing capacity than just a straight car loan.
Yeah.
And I've got the perfect example I had the other week where it was government employees and their pre-tax was $1,000 a fortnight. Now, that wasn't all novated lease. Half of it was maybe novated lease. The other half was compulsory super. But what the lender had initially done is taken that $1,000 per fortnight and taken that off the yearly gross, which is about 26,000. Now, that is a lot of money to lose off your gross income. Mm. So I said to the lender, no, we need to expense it a little differently. Mm. So we need to add all of that back as gross and then just put the car liability in. And it went from servicing negatively 14,000 per year to into the positive. And it's not changing any figures or anything.
No.
But it's just purely just expensing the liability portion.
But I think if
it's amazing.
Pull apart the figures properly,
yeah,
then you get an accurate servicing for the client, you know. And sometimes, especially when we have to say that, you know, we have to basically mitigate it against a 9.5% interest rate, even if interest rates are 6.5%, you know, that affects people's ability to borrow money. And then if you've got challenges around how they expense their novated leases as well, that could mean the difference between having a property and not having a property. Mm. So being able to see someone who can pull apart the figures properly and give you an accurate depiction of what you can actually borrow. You know, some people think they can't borrow money and find they can.
Yeah, we have had another client as well. We were trying to purchase a block of land in Harbour Bay, and he had three novated leases. And
ouch.
Yeah, he was hard. And then I just workshopped the deal, this lender, the other lender, and then find out that one lender on a panel actually let us add back $5,000 net to servicing when they have novated leases. Mm-hmm. And that just changed the game. And we were able to borrow the money that we needed to refinance the existing property and purchase the new one that they wanted. So it's understanding and how we can do it.
Yeah, that's right. Good. And which lender will give us the outcome we need.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And there's so many different – there's a few lenders on our panel that are lazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it, that are lazy. And that's where they just go the pre, post, put it together and just do it as a liability. And that's just because they don't want to deep dive into the specifics. Mm. Again, that's why you see a broker, because not all lenders will do that. Mm. And we can expensing and explain stories and get novated lease statements to actually show what those repayments are, what the expenses are, and write a good story about it.
Yeah, that's it, because otherwise you're doubling up on expenses.
Correct.
It looks like you've got all of this money coming out, and that's not the reality of the client situation. So,
And that's why salary to sacrifice was created, is to, yes, there is tax benefits, but you know, you can still borrow money. You can still do what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's just lenders just don't always do that.
Yeah. And sometimes even the client doesn't know that, because they are putting expenses through like pre-tax, that's going to be tax-free income. And we can use, it's a few lenders on a panel that let us add that income as net, and that's going to improve borrowing capacity massively. Mm. So if we're struggling with borrowing capacity, it's a little bit tight, we just go to those lenders that we can use that net income, and then sometimes that even saves the deal.
Yep. Yeah, and even when you do voluntary super contributions, to be able to say to a lender to give them comfort, that voluntary super contribution can stop.
Mm-hmm.
But the clients do have the cash flow, and they can, you know, making extra payments to super for their future. But it can, you know, so if things tight, being able to put that argument forward as well is always helpful.
That's right. It's a lever that can be adjusted sometimes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And we always do the research as well, because we'll come across Queensland police pay slips. Mm. Now I know that they do have to make compulsory super.
Mm.
So always, if it says compulsory, you can't write notes to say it's voluntary. Tried, but didn't go down so well. So we just have to be careful because that then the compulsory gets pretty much taken as a liability.
Yeah.
Or taken off gross, again, comes down to the lender.
Yeah.
Some will just put it in as a liability, some will take it off gross.
Don't we love government payslips too?
Oh, we
they can
love
be so
them.
Convoluted.
And as a client perspective, it's just easy. We just need a statement from Renzo for a smart salary just to understand the agreement that you guys have. And sometimes this is voluntary or compulsory. We just need a letter from the employer confirming that as well, because we can go and say, yes, voluntary, and they can be cancelled on any time, but the bank need to have the comfort that that's going to be the case. So most likely we're going to ask you, or the broker's going to ask you for a letter coming from your employer to confirm that, or the ransom statement confirming that you're getting that money back.
Yep. So there's so many different options with salary sacrifice, but we've got so many different options for lenders.
Exactly.
So always give us a call if you've got a salary sacrifice that you want to go through, either that novated lease, living expenses, things like that. Living expenses are probably the easiest one, because if you can follow the trail from their bank statement, some lenders don't even require the REM server. They can see that net income coming back and go, yep, okay, that's for general living expenses.
Yeah.
Whereas novated lease, yeah, different kettle of fish, that one.
It is.
Love novated leases.
So many at the moment. It's like, oh, yeah. Another one.
All right. Yeah, it's always good to touch on this one. If you do have any questions, give us a call.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Please, I've had enough rain.
Yeah.
Rain is
it has to stop.
It seems like every fortnight we talk in this podcast and it's still raining.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. All right. Okay. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you have any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. All of these episodes are available to download for free wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, take care.